Chapter 13.
Yes, my eye has seen all of this. My ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. For my part, I would rather speak to the Almighty Himself. I desire to argue my case with God. But you are smearing me with lies. All of you are useless physicians. If only you would keep absolutely silent, that would show wisdom on your part. Listen, please, to my arguments and pay attention to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak unjustly on God's behalf, and will you speak deceitfully for Him? Will you take His side? Will you try to plead the case of the true God? Would it turn out well if He examined you? Will you fool Him as you would a mortal man? He will surely rebuke you if you secretly try to show favoritism. Will not His very dignity terrify you, and the dread of Him fall upon you? Your wise sayings are proverbs of ashes. Your defences are as fragile as defences of clay. Keep silent before me, so that I may speak. Then let whatever may come upon me come. Why do I put myself in danger and take my life in my hands? Though He may slay me, I would still wait. I would argue my case before His face. He would then become my salvation, for no godless person may come in before Him. Listen closely to my word. Pay attention to my declaration. See now, I have prepared my legal case. I know I am in the right. Who will contend with me? I would die if I were to stay silent. Only grant two things to me, O God, so that I will not conceal myself from before you. Remove your heavy hand far away from me, and do not let the fear of you terrify me. Either call, and I will answer, or let me speak, and you answer me. What are my errors and sins? Reveal to me my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you try to frighten a wind-blown leaf or chase after dry stubble? For you keep recording bitter accusations against me, and you make me answer for the sins of my youth. You have put my feet in stocks. You scrutinize all my paths, and you trace out each of my footprints. So man decays like something rotten, like a garment eaten by moths.